Now, we are coming to the ninth Anuvakam. And this Anuvakam is in a sense a continuation of what we are talking about, the benefits of chanting Namah Shivaya, how it takes across different aspects. Yes? Tirdhyayacha Pulyayacha is about purification. I won't repeat the whole class, last week's class, but Tirdhyayacha Pulyayacha, Paryayacha, Avaryayacha, all that we went through. Clean shore versus an impure shore, again purity, and then either by ritual or by spiritual, both ways, which is Pratharanayacha, Uttaranayacha, then Ataryayacha, Aladhyayacha, the one who has crossed the shore and never coming back, or the one who crosses the shore but still comes back to finish the rest of the work. Now, what is that aspect of it? Yes, yeah.
I thought you need to pick him up.
Yeah, we need to pick him up. Yeah, okay. And then the temporal one as a glass blade, or the one that is short-lived as a water bubble. In all these aspects of how different ways the beauty of Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya, is manifested. So we continue with the next Anuvakam, the ninth Anuvakam. Now this Anuvakam, ninth Anuvakam, has 19 yajus in this Anuvakam. And of the 19 yajus, the first 10 are one suktam, and the last 9 are the second suktam. Now let's learn until the 6th yajus now.
Namaye rinyaya ca prapadyaya ca namah kigum silaya ca shayanaya ca namah kapardine ca pulastaye ca namo goshtyaya ca grihyaya ca namas talpyaya ca gehyaya ca namah kakyaya ca gahvarishthaya ca namo.
Okay. Now it continues, the journey continues now. Irinyaya ca, I'll tell you the literal meaning of these words first. Irinyaya ca. Irinyaya ca. Irinya means the land which is not fertile and where things don't even grow. Irinyaya ca. Infertile lands. Prapathyaya ca means the lands which have beautifully paved paths, like highways where people can travel. Prapathyaya ca. Patha means path. Prapatha means all these highway paths. Prapathyaya ca. Kim silaya ca. Kigum. Now we see it becomes kigum while chanting, but actually it is kim silaya ca. Why? Anuswara. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Pranav. It is the anuswara. When there is the that is anuswara followed by sha. Sha, sha, sa, ha. Then it becomes kigum. Like Ganapatim Havamahe becomes Ganapati gum Havamahe, because gum is followed by ha, anuswara. Kigum silayacha is kim silayacha. Kim sila means very small pebbles. Kim silayacha, which is rocky ground. Kim silayacha. Shayanayacha means also habitable places, places where habitation occurs. Kim silayacha, shayanayacha, kapardinecha. We learned the meaning of kapardi before, yes?
matted
hair. Ah, one with matted hair, very good.
Like big hair.
No, like hair do, big hair, yeah. Going up like that. Yeah, yeah.
Like Baba.
Like Baba, yeah.
And okay. Like, think one thing too.
Huh?
Think one thing too.
Huh?
Think? It's a book in Dr. Seuss.
Okay, thank you very much. I didn't know that. I appreciate that. Okay. Dr. Sue, apparently somebody has. Yeah. Who is that?
It's Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Oh, Thing 1. Thing 2. My kids didn't read that and I'm not exposed to it. I have to, yeah. I'll read Dr. Sue's next time. Okay. Kim Silayacha Chayalayacha Kapartinecha means with the huge matted hair. Pulastayecha means the one who is easy to please and appears before devotees. Then talpya, sorry, then goshtyayacha. Goshta means where the cows stay, the stable where the cows are. Goshtyayacha. Grihyayacha means the homes of people. Talpyayacha means the nice beds and carts that are used for reclining. Then gehyayacha, talpyayacha, gehyayacha, gehya means palaces, gruha is a home, gehya is palaces, yes?
What is the meaning
of goshtya? Goshtya is a cow shed, where the cows are staying, cow sheds. Goshtyayacha, gruhyayacha is houses, talpyayacha is cart, gehyayacha is palaces. Kartyayacha is thorny bush. Kartya is thorny bush.
Like
a bush that
thorns?
Is full of thorns. Yeah, full of thorns. Kartyayacha. Gahvareshtha means mountain caves. Gahvareshthayacha. That is what the meaning is. Now you should be getting some question, right? Is there any connection between any of these? Palaces, mountain caves, thorny jungles, highway paths, you know, pebbled pathways.
God is present everywhere. God is present everywhere.
God is present everywhere, that is an obvious thing. But what is the connection to all of this? There is no sequence of any things that is happening here. One thing going from in between the Kapardine guy comes and Pulastayacha comes. So it's all like there is no, this is the way beautifully the scriptures teach. Scriptures don't give away. You have to search for the truth. They only give all kinds of pointers. Now, what is the, yes?
What is Kartyayacha?
Kartyayacha means a thorny jungle, thorny bush. Oh my God, you are writing all these things. But I am also sending notes, right? Yeah, you can write, but it's good that you are writing. Now, what did we just conclude with the last anuvagam?
The journey across the ocean.
The journey across the ocean, yes, beautiful. You are crossing this ocean of life. The ocean of life. Dustara bhavasagara taranam. And once you cross this dustara bhavasagara taranam, once you cross the bridge, life is not going to be any different. Suddenly we are all thinking, if you get realization, then will all these people, all these jungles, all these paths, all these pebbles, none of them disappear. They are still there. Nothing disappears. You wake up in the morning, it's the same wife and same life. Nothing changes. But before crossing the bridge and after crossing the bridge, what has changed?
The way you see things.
The way you see things, that has changed. How do they change? Now suddenly Surya appears like a ball of light or something.
So I say you saw something, you just, the way that you said, let's say you never really cared about the Vedas, and then after you cross the bridge, you understood the full meaning and you actually started practicing them in your life.
Oh, you actually start, I don't know if you all caught what he said. Before learning Vedas, you don't know what to practice in life. And after learning Vedas, you start practicing in life. See how beautiful that is? So what has changed after Veda?
How you do your life?
How to deal with your life, yeah. That has changed, yes. You are absolutely right. How you deal with your life has changed. How did that change?
Your mindset.
Your mindset. How did that change?
Vedas.
Huh? No, but what? How did Vedas change your mindset? That's what I'm
saying. Open your mind
You are? Just say what you say.
By delivering the truth.
By delivering the truth, what you are,
Amazon.com?
Yeah, how much time it takes? With Amazon Prime, 2 days. But with Vedas, it is here and now. There is no delivery time even required. There is no delivery time. Because what it is all here inside. Now everything around is changing. Before that 8th Anuvaka, after you learned that Namasivaya, before you learned Namasivaya, after you learned Namasivaya, Namasivaya has helped change, like what he said, your mindset, your awareness has shifted. What has shifted is not the world. The same world is there. Hello. Yes, look at this. The same world is there. What has shifted is your awareness has shifted. To what? Before, we were all seeing all the things changing. Now, you begin to see the changeless in the changing. Right? The changeless in the changing. Now, is that complicated? Yeah. What is contemporary? We'll put much more than it. This is the word. Kanishk, yeah. What's your name? Kashish, okay. K and K, okay. Yes, Mr. K.
How can there be nothing changing when something changes?
I said, yes, there are things that are changing, but you begin to see the changeless in the changing.
The things that are changing, you're seeing that it's not changing?
You begin to see things that are changing and some things that don't change.
So, for example, what is the changeless amongst us? Now, let's kind of, I will explain to you in a simple way. When you are reading, what do you say? And you are reading, what do you say?
I am reading.
Okay, what does this fellow say when you are reading?
I am reading.
Okay. What do you say?
You are reading.
There was an English teacher, you know.
I am reading.
Who is saying anything else different when they are reading?
No
one else. So what is the changeless? Yes. But are the people that are reading changing?
Yes.
But what is not changing? So what is the changeless? I am is the one that is not changing, but the people that are reading are changing. You may be reading Katha today, chapter 5. No, that's over now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Somebody else is reading chapter 5. Somebody else is. The person who is reading is changing. But the I am reading is not. I am is not changing. Right? Hello. Are you clear? Is that making clear? So now, when you see somebody, if you are able to see the I am and not that name and the form, then who are you seeing?
Changeless.
The changeless. The changeless in the changing. The changeless in the changing. Oh my God. Yeah, now she's going. Swati is going. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now you see, that's so powerful.
No,
she's laughing.
We got
her. Oh, she's laughing.
We got her today.
You said
No, she's smiling. I don't hear her laughing any time. She's smiling. Yes. Now, okay. Now, you understand, in this, now, what is described now is still diversity. What is described is all diversity. Hiranyayacha, Prapathyayacha, Kimsilayacha, Kshayanayacha, all these things are diversity. But in this diversity, there is the unity. And that unity, when you connect to that, then you are seeing not the person who is reading, not the individual that is reading, but who is reading? I am. Now, you are thinking, I am reading now is not that I, that is, I am associated with that body and that person. Who is reading? Are you playing with me or are you kind of, are you playing with me? Okay. Now, Hiranyayacha Prapathyayacha, now I will tell you a deeper meaning of this. One, the inner meaning in a different way. Let's chant.
Nama Hiranyayacha Prapathyayacha Nama Kikunsilayacha Kshayanayacha Nama Kapardine
Hiranyayacha Prapathyayacha. The deeper, now this is the Da Vinci Code meanings. What is described as the outer meaning is actually, there is an inner meaning in context. This is called interpretation of these meanings is called Niruktam. In only in Vedas, words have different meanings in different contexts and places. And in order to connect to that, you need to, like last night, yesterday, I was in a satsang sharing. First, when you learn the Rudram, you are concentrating on the mantra. Concentrating means you are trying to learn something, so you concentrate on it. And when you are concentrating on it, the mind is fixated on it. It is trying to learn something new. And when you try to learn something new, there is a lot of focus and concentration. Now, if you are chanting this Rudram zillions of times, now what happens is, once the mind learns the Rudram, then what it does, this is what it does. It doesn't focus. It's doing all its monkey business. You are chanting Rudram, but yet the mind is not connected to that anymore. You are like, it wanders. The mouth is chanting, but the mind is wandering. In order for the mind not to wander, you have to now start contemplating on the Rudram while you are chanting. It's not easy because the mind is still going away. It's going every place. You say, no, no, no. Even if I don't understand the meaning, I want to understand, what am I chanting? What am I chanting? What am I chanting? Then the next stage will become, you are actually not even chanting. It's happening as a phenomenon through you. You are in the mantra. The mantra is in you. And you and mantra are one and the same. This is actual meditation of Rudra. It happens. It happens. All the time it happens. Now you are not chanting Rudram for the sake of chanting Rudram. Only on second Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Rudram is happening instantaneously through you. There are times you notice, oh my God, I am chanting Rudram. Rudram is just flowing through you all the time, every time. It is, you are in the flow of the mantra. The mantra just takes you over this. So this is called concentration, contemplation, meditation. These meanings that I am giving are to incredible amount of contemplation. How does this mantra help me elevate to the next stage? How does this help? This is the question. How does this help me become more better person day by day? Hiranyayacha Prapathyayacha. Now the meanings are totally different. Hiranyayacha means one that is useless, right? A barren land is useless, apparently useless. allegedly useless. It is not actually useless. If there is all fertile land, how can you build houses with stones? You require stone land, no?
Useless land to people.
Useless land to people, but actually useful, but in a different way. And prapathyaya means which that is useful. So now you see, you don't distinguish people, the changeless. The changeless in the changing. It is the same person, whether they are useless or useful. The I am is the same. I am is the same. Now where did we learn? The great and the learned and the unlearned. In one anuvakam it comes. Mahatyaha shullakebhyaha. Mahatyaha means elevated, great souls. Shullakebhyaha, totally foolish, apparently foolish. I don't want to say foolish, it is apparently. For our point of view, they look foolish. How come people are like this? Now, the I am is the same. Hiranyayacha, prapathyayacha. Kimsilayacha also means, Kimsila also means those that don't have value systems. Kimsilayacha. People that apparently do not have a life with values. Shayanayacha means they had values at some point, but they keep decaying in value. Now, even in those two people, the grace of God is the same. Now you see what I'm coming to point of view. God does not distinguish between any of these differences. Kanduva guhinadhikamulindulevu. Andariki Srihare Antaratma. Yundulo jantukulamanta okate. Andariki Srihare Antaratma. So the one who is working through this, now you see difference is, before you said, he is present in that, he is present in this, he is present here, he is present. Now what he is saying? His presence manifests through all these things. His presence manifests through all these things. Kim silayacha, kshayanayacha. Now kapardinecha. Now why suddenly we are going into kapardine means, according to these people, kapardine means the one who is still with matted hair and he is very tough to please, tough dude to please. Pulastayecha, instantaneously pleasable. And you have no clue how he gets pleased. You have no idea. That's the, if you have it, then you'll be sitting in the chair. Kapardinecha pulastayecha sulabharama durlabharama ekaturama anekaturama. You see, when you sing these bhajans, sulabharama durlabharama antarmukha samarajya bahirmukha sudurlabha. Now these words are Sanskrit words, I'll translate. Sulabharama means easy to please. Pulastayecha. Durlabharama, very difficult to please. Kapardinecha. You may be doing penance for thousands of years. He will not even. Now one fellow who is totally drunk, whatever it is, he is sitting on some bilwa tree. By mistake a bilwa leaf falls on the linga down, he gets moksha. Aryo. What I have been doing Om Namah Shivaya thousands of times, he has not blessed. But somebody who is not even saying Om Namah Shivaya, but he gets moksha. How is that possible? You have no clue. Love my uncertainty. This is the quote of Bhagavan. Kapardinecha pulastayecha. Now, in the context of what we were talking about, different meanings of the word is Shiva. All of those different meanings of the words of Shiva are manifested beautifully in this anuvaka. So what we started from the tirdhyayacha kulyayacha until end of this suttam, all different aspects of Shiva's meaning are manifested. How many of you hopefully remember all the different meanings of the word Shiva, the alternates, what we call synonyms of the word Shiva. Synonyms of the words of the word Shiva are Shantam, right? Shubham, then Kshema, Shuddhata. I will tell the English. Vishranti, Bhadram, Kalyanam, Moksham. All these are synonyms for the word Shiva. Shiva means peace, serenity, purity, safety, restfulness, security, auspiciousness, and liberation. Kapardineca pulastayeca is liberation. Huh? Yes. The source. Source is Rudra. Remember, Rudra is the source and Shiva as the manifestation of all these beautiful aspects of the source. Yes? They are not different. Why? Because when you are at the source, you have all these things because there are no forces. When there are no forces, you are peaceful, you are serene, you are pure, you are safe, you are restful, you are secure, and you are auspicious, and you are liberated. Yes? Kapardineca pulastayeca means the one who is giving you the liberation, independent of whatever is your different state of being. Kapardineca pulastayeca. Now you say, I'll jump to the word talpya. Talpya, I said, what does talpa means? Talpa is?
Cot,
bed. Now you see, what is that used for? Used for?
Resting.
Restfulness. Shiva is restfulness, vishranti. Where do you get vishranti? Most of us are nowadays sofas also, but generally speaking, a place where you lie down. Talpa means a place where you rest and lying down. And this talpas, now you see, this talpa or the restful cot, it can be in a cow shed, it can be in a house, it can be in a palace, it can be in a mountain cave, it can be in a thorny bush. Do you think the guy who is resting on the cot, is he having the same sleep and restfulness?
Surroundings make,
but when you are really tired.
Okay, no.
Now, our sleep is very different because we are suffering from happiness.
Yes.
If you are suffering from tiresomeness, yeah?
Yes, because
it's... You and sleeping, don't tell me. You can sleep any place, anywhere, without any notice, and you will be just going into samadhi. You are telling me that you don't. Yeah, this fellow, he'll be singing bhajan and will be sleeping. I watch him, Manasa bhajan, he'll be sleeping. Now she's laughing. Now she's laughing. If it is a joke on Achintya, she's so happy. Yeah, so now you see, talpa means cot or restfulness, a symbol of restfulness. And that restfulness is the same in Goshtyayacha, Grihyayacha, Gehyayacha, Katyayacha, Gahvareshtayacha. Now how many different places? Now you see how beautiful these Vedic scriptures are. How beautiful they are. So the restfulness. నిండాల రాజు నిద్రించు నిద్రయునొకటే అండనే బంటు నిద్ర నదియునొకటే మెండైన బ్రాహ్మణుడు మెట్టు భూమి ఒకటే చండాలుడుండేటి కరి భూమి ఒకటే ఆకరి భూమి ఒకటే తందనానాహీ తందనానా పురే తందనానా భళ తందనానా భళ తందనానా బ్రహ్మమొక్కటే పర See how these same things from Vedas have come out as the Kritis of a Tyagaraja, of an Annamaya, of a Shyama Shastri, because the basis of their descriptions is in Vedas. Now what did we say? Goshtyayacha. All these things that we are talking, Grihyayacha, Gehyayacha, Gakvareshtayacha, Katyayacha, All of them have the same restfulness. Talpyaya cha. Now Shiva as restfulness is described through these beautiful mantras. Now my hand is hurting. Now put it down. Put it. We have to do something here.
So my dad's friend's kid's name is Kruti.
Okay. What can we do about it now? Suddenly, why did you remember her? Is she restfulness for you? Is she right? Is his girlfriend or what? No. Then why did? Oh, Kruti, Tyagaraja Kruti. Oh, okay, sir. Oh my God, your dad is so connected to you. Okay. Yes.
I had a question.
Yeah.
One who without values and the one with values that are decaying.
Mm.
Are those human values?
Yes, human values. Yes. Those people that don't even have understanding of what is satya, what is dharma, what is prema, what is ahimsa. There are people like that. They have no awareness of the values. When I say lack of values, it doesn't mean they are bad people. They are people who don't have awareness of values. Now you see, that's a different way of, now awareness of values is different from lack of values. There's nothing called bad people or good people. I talked about this in one of the classes, right? Yeah. What did I say? There is only one, there is nothing called heat and cold. There is only one thing called? What is it? There's only one thing. What is that one thing? No, temperature. Temperature is not measured as cold temperature and hot temperature. Temperature is measured only in one metric. What is that metric? Two metrics, okay. Celsius and Fahrenheit. Degrees. They are only measured as degrees. No, does anybody say there is a temperature called cold temperature, there is a temperature called hot temperature? I went through this also. In our same home, same temperature, my wife feels very hot, I feel very cold. What can I do about it? You know, it's the same house, same two people. They fight, increase the AC, decrease the AC, decrease the AC. Now, this is a different story, I won't get into it. But the bottom line is, temperature is the same, people feel differently. What can you do about it? Similarly, there is nothing called bad people, good people. There is only thing, one thing called love. When the love is very low and they don't have awareness of love, they appear to be bad people. When the love is very high, they appear to be divine people. But love is the same. Love is unchanging. Now, Irani, what are you doing? He's also playing with me when I'm doing it. Okay, is that clear? Is that clear? Yes. Is that clear, Amma?
So decaying values.
Decay, okay, that's important. Some people have awareness, but that awareness seems to decay. It fluctuates a lot. Kim silayacha, kshayanayacha. Kim silayacha means the one who don't have awareness of values. Kshayanayacha means those that have awareness of the values, but they somehow don't seem to practice it. Knowing something is different from living that. It's very easy to expound, like me in a microphone, about values. But to live those values is a totally different story. Yes, sir.
Who
sees
these values?
Who?
Who notices these values? Low values, high values, medium values.
Who notices these values? Yeah, now it's a very important question. Who notices these values? There is nothing called somebody who is judging by this value. You are your own judge. Your antaratma, your own inner consciousness is the final judge. Now why these values are required? That's the other thing. It's a beautiful, now if I go into that aspect of, in order to sustain the values, there are three aspects of the mind that have to be cultured constantly. What is responsible for this fluctuation of these values is the mind. You may have awareness of the value, but the problem is if your mind is not prepared, then what happens is these values fluctuate. Why? Because the mind has three properties. The first property is lack of awareness, called ignorance, which we already addressed. You may be knowing something, but there are two other properties of the mind which keep it distracted from the values. One is called mala, which is impurity, and the other is called vikshepa, distraction. So the mind's two properties of impurity and distraction keeps one either lack, and the ignorance is lack of values. And those that are not know the values but don't practice them, why? Because the mind has two properties. It is not a pure mind. If the mind is pure, then automatically the values will manifest to them. But the impurity of the mind blocks these values to manifest. Therefore, you have to remove the impurity of the mind. Constantly purify the mind. This is what is called chitta shuddhi. And how can we know that? Only the person who knows what their impurities are know that. There is no other judge. Your mind, even God doesn't know. Did you look at the beautiful experience Brother Amay Pandey shared once about the monkeys? Did I tell you that? Amay Pandey, one of Swami's students, he recently shared a beautiful experience with Swami once. Swami was talking about the mind and the monkey mind and all of that stuff. And then there was a boy who was sitting helping Swami. And Swami looked at him and shouted, and he said, "Hey, how come you didn't bring me coffee?" Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. And this boy said, "Come on, Swami was just talking about monkey mind, and suddenly he shouted at me about this coffee business." And he was questioning inside himself, is Swami really pure or not? So he came with the coffee, and Swami, of course, did not drink the coffee. He suddenly went out of the Trayi Brindavan with a bunch of peanuts in his hand. And then what happened was a number of monkeys just came and lined up. Lot of monkeys just were standing. And Swami stood there, opened his hand, palm like that. Lot of peanuts were there. Monkey after monkey came, took only one peanut and went. And the last monkey left, and it took the last peanut and left. And Swami looked around this boy and said, "These monkeys I can control. Your monkey mind is not in my control. I can control these monkeys, but I cannot control your mind, the mad monkey." Number one, it is not only a mad monkey, but it is drunk and intoxicated with ego. It is a wild monkey and it is a drunken monkey. It's a mad monkey, it's a wild monkey, it's a drunken monkey. This monkey of the human, even God cannot control. Therefore, what you have to do is, once you get the awareness, you have to have purification as the first step. What is called, in order to control what property of the mind? Impurity, which is called mala. And then the second thing is vikshepa. Vikshepa, what is this mind is doing? Constantly it is, you are sitting in the class, suddenly you are doing something else. You are not listening anymore. You are singing bhajan, but you are not paying attention to what you are singing. You are chanting, you don't pay attention to what you are chanting. So this is distracted mind has to be put back in concentration and contemplation and meditation. Did I answer your question? Yes. Any other questions? Now that, okay, let's, I have 4 more minutes left. So, talpyaya cha gekyaya cha, now katyaya cha gahvareshthaya cha. Now you see, exists in the sleep or the restfulness that is experienced by every individual, just like that I am. What is unchanging? No, but when people are resting on the cart, what is unchanging? The cart. The cart is unchanging. So what is not changing? The sleep, or that is the same sleep. Whether you are sleeping on a cart which is in a cushion, whether you are sleeping in a house, on your double bed or whatever, queen bed, if you are sleeping in a palace, if you are sleeping in a thorny jungle. Now there is a guy who slept for 6 months on thorny bed. Who is that? Bhishma. So now you see, that restfulness of Bhishma, even though he was sleeping on thorns like the arrow pointers, he is resting. Why? Because he is not connected to the body. Everybody who is sleeping, the restfulness is now beyond body and mind experience, isn't it? So he is that restfulness, the Shiva, that is present in what are the things? Goshtyayacha, Grihyayacha, Kalpyayacha, Gehyayacha, Gakvareshthayacha, Katyayacha. All these different things are different, but the restfulness is one and the same. Therefore, you are connecting to that changeless in the changing. Yes.
In this cartoon, there was like this part where they said, like they slept on a rocky bed and a thorny blanket, and the other person said she slept on a rocky blanket and a thorny bed sheet.
Very good. And the sleep is the
unchanged.
Yeah. They said they slept. That means the sleep is beyond. So now how you are connecting to the changeless in the changing, you shall realize that a king is sleeping. This is what I was saying. Nindala Razu Nidrinsu Nidrayu Okate. Andane Bantu Nidra Adiyu Okate. The sleep of a servant sleeping next to a king who is sleeping on a great bed, the sleep of the servant and the sleep of the king are the one and the same. Therefore, what we are connecting to is the changeless in the changing. And I will continue this anuvakam and go to, I am 1 minute ahead of my schedule. Let's close with a question. Hello.
The surface you're sleeping on would be different, right?
That is the point, Rade. That is the point.
You would feel some difference while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
No. I think it's connecting to the uncomfortableness.
Oh, you're talking about the restlessness. I'm talking about restfulness. Why do you keep talking about your sleep, which is restless? Yes. Thinking about homework all the time. Huh? Are you sleeping well or not? Hello, Sumati, come on.
Is
that
sleeping? Yeah.
No, sleep, okay, good, okay. Just want to make sure the parents are paying attention. Now once you sleep, leave all of the, you know what I do? I'll tell you my secret. I sleep like a baby, within 6 seconds. Once the head hits the pillow, it's into sleep. Why? Because before I sleep, everything that happened that day, I'll just have my interaction with Swami, tell him everything. Now, this fellow said this fellow did this, I said, the whole day I will tell him. And then I say, now it's up to you. Thank you, I'm going to bed. I am done. You take care of the rest of the stuff. I am done. Okay? You do this now, there is nothing called, you know, turning this side, that side, and all of that stuff. You are happy like a baby. In fact, like a rock. Om Sri Sai Ram. Oh,
Bhuvasuvaha. Mahi